If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. What a joy it is to greet you again today in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Here at Worth Baptist Church, we're rejoicing in the middle of January, because God is so wonderful and is doing so many great things for us. You'll be glad to know that last Lord's Day, 622 people answered the roll call in our Sunday school to study together the Word of God. And the Lord added 11 souls to our fellowship last Sunday. And this is typical of what God is doing for us in the days of 1976. We have designated this year as the year of harvest, and we are looking forward to winning more souls to Christ and baptizing more people and adding more people to our church than in any year in our history. This year of harvest promises to be the outstanding year in the history of Worth Baptist Church. We are looking forward to beginning construction on our new building in the very near future. We covet your prayers in this endeavor, because this is a tremendous undertaking for our congregation. Our new location is a 14-acre site just 1/2 mile north of Loop A-20 on Campus Drive, adjoining the properties of the Fort Worth State School. This endeavor calls for much prayer on the part of every member of Worth Baptist Church and of our Christian friends all across the city. In the meantime, we invite you to come and visit with us at Worth Baptist Church at our present location, 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. The motto of the Sunday school of Worth Baptist Church is teaching the Bible, the whole Bible, to the whole Sunday school, to enlighten the whole family to the whole truth. Our only textbook is the Bible. You and your family can study God's Word today in the Sunday school hour at 10 o'clock, where there's a class for every member of the family, for every age and every grade level. Our Sunday morning worship service is at 11, and our Sunday evening worship hour is at 7. And I trust that you would plan now to be with us in these services, and let's have a great Super Bowl of spiritual things here at Worth Baptist Church. Remember, our location is 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. And we would like to have you write us this week. Our mailing address, Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. Perhaps you're listening for the very first time today. Worth Baptist Church will soon be 22 years old. We are now in our sixth year of broadcasting the gospel over this station. These two important dates we believe would be of interest to you. Sunday, March the 7th, Worth Baptist Church will celebrate its 22nd anniversary. Let me encourage you to mark that date on your calendar. That's Sunday, March the 7th, the 22nd anniversary of Worth Baptist Church. Our Sunday school goal on that day will be 1,022, and we want you to be among that number for our anniversary day, Sunday, March the 7th. And then another important day is Sunday, July 4th. This will be our God and Country Day in our bicentennial year. All over America, plans are being made to make 1976 a truly great year in every respect. Especially, we believe, it ought to be a great year in spiritual things. For after all, we owe it to God that we have a free nation with liberty and freedom to worship God as our hearts dictate to us. We owe everything that we have as a nation to God today. And my friend, individually and personally, and in your family and your business and your life, you owe everything that you are and everything you ever hope to be to God. Truly, God has been great to America. God has spared us the Holocaust of war. God has spared many plagues and things that have happened to other nations around the world. So truly, in these days of the bicentennial year, Christians all over America will want to join together in a concerted effort of prayer that 1976 will be the year of revival for our nation. We're looking forward to the summer season here at Worth Baptist Church, because summertime is always revival time here at Worth Baptist Church. And we'd like for you to begin praying with us that this summer revival of 1976 and our bicentennial celebration will be the greatest year, a year of harvest, here at Worth Baptist Church. If you do not have a church home, or if you're looking for a place today where you can worship God, where you can study the Bible and fellowship with God's people, we invite you to Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. And remember, we'd be happy to hear from you by mail this week. Our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. We'll be looking forward to hearing from you by mail this week. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, Winning the Race. I shall read from the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, at verse 1. But before I read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank Thee today for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank Thee for the privilege of voicing the gospel. We thank Thee for our freedom, for our liberty that we enjoy as Americans. We thank Thee for this station that broadcasts the gospel. And we thank Thee, Heavenly Father, for every listener today. It is our prayer that the Holy Spirit might take this message to the hearts of all who listen in this hour, especially for those who are unsaved, that they might come to know Christ as their Savior. And dear God, for those who are seeking a church home, who are longing for a place where they can sit down and open the Bible and fellowship with God's people, dear Lord, we pray that they might come today to visit with us here at Worth Baptist Church. And we pray especially for those who are sick and afflicted and unable to be out in public worship today. We ask that this broadcast would be a special blessing to them. We pray for our senior citizens. We ask that Thou wouldst be good to them in the golden days of their lives. Bless them and keep them and supply every need is our prayer in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake and with thanksgiving. Amen. And now in the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, at verse 1, we read, Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Winning the race. Everybody likes to be a winner. The Dallas Cowboys want to win the Super Bowl today. All the teams would like to be winners. You want to be a winner in your life. My friend, the most important area of your life that you can win in is the spiritual race. Paul says, seeing that we are so compassed about with this great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. My friend, as a Christian, you are in a race. You are in a divinely appointed race. You are in a race that you must win. There's no time to turn around. There's no time to stop. There's no time to look back. You must keep on running the race until the crown is yours. Now, some of the things that we are racing against today are the things that I want to talk to you about briefly in this broadcast. First, we are in a race against the isms of the world. Atheism, communism, materialism, occultism, all the false religions and the false cults that are abroad in the world today, we are in a race against them. And win the race we must, and win the race we shall, because Jesus Christ is our coach, and Jesus Christ is leading us every step of the way. Furthermore, we're in a race against the political forces that would take away our rights and our freedoms as Americans today. As never before in the bicentennial year, we should survey our freedoms. We should ask ourselves this question: where is America going? What is America doing? Where do we go from here? My friend, if we are not careful, we'll sit back and let all of our freedoms be taken away from us. We as Americans and we as Christians ought to stand up and be counted for Christ and for America. We must preserve our liberty. We must preserve our freedom. We must stand up and be counted in these dark, dismal days of apostasy, when many would take our freedoms away from us, and when the devil would come in and deceive us, and when we might, without even realizing it, lose the freedoms and the privileges that we have as Americans and as Christians in this hour. Yes, we're in a race against those political forces that would take our freedoms and our liberty away from us. Not only that, but we are in a race against the population explosion. There are now 4 billions of people in the world. They tell us that by the year 2000, this will double, which means there will be 8 billion souls. And my friend, we owe it to all the peoples of the earth to tell them of Jesus Christ, to broadcast the good news, to tell out the story that Jesus Christ died and Jesus Christ was buried and Jesus Christ rose again, and that one day He's coming in rapturous glory to receive from the world His own. We are in a race against the population explosion. There's another thing we're racing against in this hour, and most important of all, we are racing against time. For soon this day of grace will be over. Soon the night of darkness will be upon the world. Soon Jesus Christ is coming. For us, it is now or never. We don't have as much time as we think we have. We have only a limited time to get the gospel around the world, so we race against time. And my friend, if you're listening to this broadcast today, remember this: this might well be the last gospel message that you will ever hear. You may have punched the clock for the last time. You may have already eaten your last breakfast. Time is running out. The Bible says, now is the day of salvation. Today is the day of God's calling you. And if you hear His voice, don't harden your heart. Surrender your life. Open the door of your heart. Let Jesus Christ come in today. My friend, we are in a race. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 28, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and preach the gospel to every creature. That's the race, my friend. Going around the world with the gospel, preaching the truth. At Worth Baptist Church, we are doing that all across the city of Fort Worth. We are doing it in several areas of America. And we are doing it around the world with our more than 75 missionary families. Yes, the race is getting the gospel to every creature in our generation through worldwide evangelism and worldwide outreach of the gospel. We must run this race with patience. We must win this race, and I repeat, we shall win this race. But we must win it in the right way. Why must we be so intent upon winning the race? The answer is in the text that I read a moment ago. Because there are spectators looking on. Around us there are sinners who are watching. The saints are watching us. There are invisible spectators watching the race today. God Himself is looking on. The angelic host are looking on. the departed saints who have already gone to heaven are looking on. And we must not disappoint these spectators because they paid such a tremendous price to see the game. I repeat, the most important game is not the Super Bowl in Miami today. Now that is important in its own way. But the most important game is the game of life. And unless you have Jesus Christ as your Savior, you're going to lose in the game of life. And it will not be like losing a football game. You will be lost for eternity. You'll be lost forever without Jesus Christ. Therefore, I would say to you today, put your faith in Him. Anchor your faith in Jesus Christ. Get on a winning team. My friend, Worth Baptist Church is a winning team in the city of Fort Worth. We invite you to come and get on the winning team and be a part of a great fellowship of believers, because we're running the race to win for the honor and glory of Jesus Christ. Now, some people are not winning the race. And there are two reasons why many people, maybe you're included, do not win this race. First, many people are carrying around too many weights to run the race. One of the weights that a lot of people are carrying around is the weight of discouragement. D.L. Moody once said, and I quote, "I have never known God to use a discouraged man. The most effective weapon that the devil has is discouragement." The devil wants to discourage you today. He doesn't want you to go to Sunday school. He doesn't want you to go to church. He doesn't want you to believe on Jesus Christ. The devil would discourage you in any way that he possibly can in this hour. Now, my friend, there are two forces in the world, one of which is ruling your life. First, you are either being ruled in your life by faith, or second, you're being ruled by discouragement. Now, faith is believing God in spite of the circumstances. Discouragement is believing the circumstances in spite of God. Now, which is it with you? Do you believe the circumstances and ignore what God says? Or are you willing to believe what God says in spite of all of the circumstances that might be against you? Your family may be against you. Your associates may be against you. Your friends may be against you. But remember this, God is for you. And if God be for you, who can be against you? I repeat, your life is being controlled either by faith or by discouragement. There's another weight that is keeping a lot of people from winning the race, and that's the weight of weariness. In Galatians 6:9, Paul says, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for we shall reap in due time if we faint not." Do you want the cure to your weary feeling today? Look at Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 31. "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Another weight that is keeping a lot of people from winning the race today is carelessness. Some of you listening to this broadcast, you've become careless in your life. You've stopped disciplining your life. You don't have the rigid discipline in your Christian life that you once had. You saw last year, I believe it was, where Mark Spitz won 7 gold medals in the Olympics. You know how he won those? Listen to this. For 8 long years, he swam 8 hours a day getting ready. My friend, he was ready for the race. You and I must be ready through rigid discipline of our lives to win the race that we're engaged in 1976. The second reason many people are losing the race today is this. They are living with a besetting sin. Remember, Paul said, "Lay aside the weight, every sin that doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." Now, my friend, if you are weighted down, you can't run a race. Now, just take, for example, if the running backs on the Dallas Cowboys today, if they would weight their clothes down with lead, put all kinds of weights in their jerseys and in their trousers and in their shoes, well, they couldn't run with a ball. Nor can you run in the Christian race if you're weighted down with sin. So Paul says, "Cast off all the weights and the sin which doth so easily beset you, and run with patience the race that is before you. My friend, you cannot afford to lose the race. And if you win, you must learn the rules of the game, and you must abide by them. There's one basic rule in this game of the Christian race, and that is found in verse 2, where Paul says, looking unto Jesus. There's no looking around. There's no looking down. There's no looking back. We must look up. We must look up to Him. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Oh, my friend, I trust today that you'll look up to Jesus. Look to Him for salvation in this hour, my friend. Look to Him for sustenance and strength and guidance. He's your Savior. He's the Lord. He's the Master. He's the all-sufficient one. And all you need to do is look to Him in this hour. If you're looking around you, you'll be discouraged. If you're looking behind you, you'll be disappointed. If you're looking at somebody else's life, or you're looking at circumstances and conditions that prevail, you'll get discouraged. My friend, you must look up to Jesus Christ. Look to Him in this hour. The Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now that means you, my friend. Right by your radio on this January Sunday, 1976, right within this hour, you can pray the sinner's prayer. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And this moment, Jesus Christ will come into your heart. And you'll be saved. And you'll run the race with patience. And you'll win the race and wear the crown. And that's my footnote to you today. He who runs well will win the race. And he who wins the race will wear the victor's crown. As we leave the broadcast today, may I invite you once again to come and share with us a Super Bowl of spiritual things here at Worth Baptist Church today. Our Sunday school at 10 o'clock, our morning worship hour at 11, and our Sunday evening worship hour at 7. Remember, our location is 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. We shall look forward to greeting you in the services of Worth Baptist Church today. And until next Lord's Day by radio, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.